We try to plan for life only to learn that life and who actually runs it has planned for us. When the unplanned and unexpected happen, what we do during and after those times will either be a gift to us and others or a missed opportunity. For our next guest, September 11, 2001, was a normal day, featuring another meeting to attend at the World Trade Center. This story shows us that how we react during the unexpected can be even more unexpected in a positive way, however. And while there have certainly been many first-person accounts of that day written, he brings you into the aftermath as well as his aftermath. His newly released book is Bury Me in a Dirty Suit, Discovering Man's Valiant Purpose in the Aftermath of 9/11. He's a recently retired Secret Service agent who received the Medal of Valor and has founded the faith organization Fierce Faith. Darren Kinder, thanks so much for being here today, Darren.
Thank you, Chris. I'm glad to be here.
Two websites we have on our homepage for Darren's speaking side of the situation, DarrenKinder.com, and learn more about his organization, Fierce Faith. You guessed it, FierceFaith.com. There's a hyphen between those two words, by the way. But again, we have those links over at our homepage. As I said, Darren, certainly we've had a lot of first-person accounts of that day. Yours is different, which we'll get into, but I bet the person listening right now is asking the same question I did when I first heard about you. What took you so long to tell your story?
Maybe I'm just a little slow, Chris. No, I've been writing this book in my head for 10 or 15 years. But I was at the time still a Secret Service agent, and I was one for a little over 25 years. And I felt like, honestly, I felt called to that mission, the Secret Service work. I'm a true believer in that mission, and I just felt like that was my calling at that time. I needed to finish that mission, and after the 2024 election, I just came to the conclusion that it was time to leave. It was time to move on to my next mission, and that is this, my book, Bury Me in the Dirty Suit.
And I think what you do, and certainly I can't believe this was intentional, but this goes into a conversation I recently had with somebody, how time is decreasing the respect for that day and everything that happened, all the lives that were lost. And the way you've detailed that day through your first-person experience, I think will go in a very large way in helping people. And when I say people are losing interest in the day, I don't say New York, New Jersey, Connecticut, certainly not. But the further you get away geographically, I think that has been happening. And I think your book is going to reignite the anger for the day, what happened that day, as well as the respect for who happened that day, people like yourself, the firefighters, and so many others. Is that something you think that people need to better appreciate, that the details of what happened? We had the visual, but to have the details put before us again, how important is that?
I could not agree more, Chris. As we get further away, you know, we're approaching the 24th anniversary. And this book it's part history lesson, right? It's part memoir, it's part firsthand account, eyewitness account of being in the towers and being on the streets before, during, and after. And I think it's desperately needed. I speak to all kinds of groups across the country, and oftentimes I get the pleasure of speaking to high school kids or college young adults. And I'm given a history lesson. I mean, it kind of staggers me. It frustrates me at times to see how little the younger generation knows about this day. I mean, they've seen some images, but that's it. And some of the early feedback I've gotten from my book is from parents, and it's from especially college age young people. They're loving it. They look at me and they say as if I never knew. I never knew the totality, the enormity of the circumstance. And if I could help fill that gap, that would be a true honor.
You give great detail. Your words provide for the reader, I think, the audio and the visual of what's happening. Your words really bring back the life and the loss of life of that day. But help us understand what it was like being so close to one of the towers as the collapse began happening.
Yeah, I mean, my story, of course, is long and detailed of that day, but I was, when the second tower collapsed, I'd just come out of the North Tower helping people evacuate, and I just heard a high-pitched metal-on-metal screeching sound, just really odd, never heard it before or since, and I looked up, and just as I looked up, Chris, the top of Tower 2 buckled, and I was danger close, ridiculously close, less than 100 yards from the base of that tower, and And, you know, my first thought was I'm dead. First two words of the book. And my second thought was run. And so I ran, and that began my mad dash for life.
Talking with Darren Kinder, retired Secret Service agent, author of the book Bury Me in a Dirty Suit, just released, available on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, whatever your favorite way of getting a book is. If you're one of those weird people, actually go to an actual bookstore. You can get it there as well. You're listening to Issues and Ideas. Get into the fights. At that point in time, with all that starting to happen, people would have said, how do I save my butt? How do I get out of here? You got back to the words of your dad, get into the fight. Mm-hmm. What does that mean?
That's part of the heart and soul behind this book, is the greater message, right? And that is, I'm trying to call people, call believers, call men specifically, off the sidelines to get their suits dirty, to get into the fight, to engage the culture in a powerful way, in a moving way, in a fierce way, with a fierce intensity. And I just remember my father didn't teach me much. I'm a man of faith. My father didn't teach me much in the way of faith, but that was one of his sayings, was get back in the fight. And I just remember thinking it and hearing it on that day. Every time I got knocked down, every time I didn't know what to do, it was almost like an echo in my mind. And I didn't inherit much of faith from him, but I inherited his fierce intensity, and I'm forever grateful.
People call what you and others did that day, whether it's realistic, justified or not, I guess, is up for interpretation, but heroics is the word. Too many people think of heroics as being something out of reach. It's all the way over there. It's all the way up there. I can't reach heroics. Is it true that we more often than not have heroics right in front of us that we could be a part of and actually be in and be heroic?
Right. One of the repetitions of the book, I agree, is, hey man, just do the next thing. Enter into the next problem. Solve the next issue. What has been placed in front of you? Knock it down. You know, like you're running through it like a tackling drill, right? We're in football preseason here. Just knock down that tackling dummy and go to the next one. I call that doing the next thing. And as you do that in obedience, you know, at the end of the day, that's all I did on September 11th and the guys that I was working with, the fellow agents. At the end of the day, we had this incredible, insane story, but it was really just tackling one problem in front of us, and those problems were one after another, and it was a fast pace. But I think if more people embrace that mindset, you would say, oh, I am capable of, let's say, quote unquote, great things. But those great things happen. It's like a repetition. It's like building the muscle, just one thing at a time.
And but when you say great thing could be being there for your son or daughter as a father. I mean, it doesn't have to be diving in front of a car to save your son or daughter, which I would hope you would do anyway, but just simply being there as a father.
I could not agree more. That is, that rent is due every day, right, Chris? Absolutely. Building, investing, cultivating the family, protecting your family, all of these things I deeply believe in. Building relationships and cultivating, you know, fine young men and fine young women. That's what I call getting your suit dirty. That's answering the bell, doing the next thing.
Darren gives the insight, too, behind the scenes, as well as how it was on that iconic moment with President Bush speaking on the pile of rubble. Mm. How symbolic is that? Was that we always look for a transition back to recovery or normalcy. Define normalcy, I guess, again, is one of those interpretive terms. But how important was that moment for everything that followed?
I mean, just for me personally, I was a very junior agent. My role on September 14th, that Friday following the attacks at Ground Zero, my role was very small. But I witnessed greatness, really. I witnessed a commander-in-chief, a president looking deeply into the eyes of his people, of his hurting people, and feeling them and connecting with them. And, man, I'm getting goosebumps right now just thinking about it. And It was a time of transition, like you said. But I mean, when he said those words, those iconic words, you know, I hear you, the rest of the world hears you, and the people who knock down these buildings will hear all of us soon. I mean, the place just went nuts, USA chanting. The day, the 11th and the 14th, and that time period, it's a time period that binds the nation together. And I want to make sure, I want to help ensure in some small way, that I continue that legacy of unity.
and with your organization, Fierce Faith, having read the work that you do, the points you focus on, but as well as with in your book, Bury Me in a Dirty Suit, do people have to better understand, men maybe even more particularly, we're waiting for God to direct us or tell us or teach us or bless us. Maybe God's waiting for us.
Yeah. I think following God's will or following your calling, or this whole book is about, the bigger message is about fulfilling God's purpose for your life. I think that's a daily obedience thing. I think it's less about the knowledge. It's less about the exact knowledge of what he has in store for you. It's more about the obedience of just doing the next thing in front of you. And then he's gonna slowly drag you along, in some shape or form, along his path, along the purpose that he has. I mean, each one of us, I just believe with all my heart, is made, is created a masterpiece for this time, for this place, for a reason, for a purpose. And I think it's less about knowledge and more just about daily obedience and walking with.
What Darren does with his book, Bury Me in a Dirty Suit, going back to it, Darren made a sports analogy before. I'll end this segment with one. Always see the team that wins the title after a tough season, they clean the clock of the opponent. They're standing on the podium, getting the trophy, the confetti, the accolades. Everything goes quiet. The day's done. All right. Now what do we do? Well, I think Darren gives you a good answer about what happens next in your life. Well, it's partially determined by you, but it's also partially in greater, more so determined by how you listen to what you're being surrounded by and being encouraged to do and being empowered to do in a variety of ways. You can learn more about that aspect of how you can bring that into your life with Darren's organization, Fierce Faith, fierce-faith.com, and certainly his book, Bury Me in a Dirty Suit, Discovering Man's Valiant Purpose in the Aftermath of 9/11. As I said, Darren, there's been countless numbers of first-person accounts told of that day, but you gave the first-person account of the beginning, the middle, and what follows. And I think that's the missing piece, that you help people better understand. There is a value from when bad happens that can make people better and stronger, and you show the way to do that. Thanks for doing that, for being here.
It was my pleasure. Thank you, Chris.